Okay, a good night, everybody. Today's daf is Erevin daf Nun Ches. We left off on daf Nun Zayin and Beis at the Mishnah Nun Zayin and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Zev Belsky, Le'ili Nishmas, his brother, Simcha Beryl David Ben Avraham Moshe, Alav Shalom, on his second yard site. Neshama should have an aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding out the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Nun Zayin and Beis, and the Mishnah is going to talk about some details about how to measure Tchum Shabbos, meaning it sounds simple. You say 2,000 amos, oh, what could be so hard? Yeah, but the ground is not flat. There are mountains, there are valleys. What type of instruments should you use to measure? The Gemara is going to talk about the type of measuring rope that they would use, what it should be made out of, how long it should be, how we know these halachos about the rope itself. And then the Gemara is going to get into what you do when you encounter a valley, you encounter a mountain. And first we're going to discuss valleys. How does it make a difference how steep the valley goes down? And when it comes to mountains as well, we're going to talk about how to measure mountains properly, and whether the steepness of the mountains makes a difference, and whether we're going to change the instruments that we use to do the measuring based on the degree of difficulty in measuring with our standard instruments. So that's the whole daf today. It's all about measuring the Alpayim Amma. So let's begin at the Mishnah. The rope that they use to measure should always be 50 amos. The Gemara is going to discuss where we learn that from, but it should be no less and no more than 50 amos. And also, when you're holding the rope, they would measure with two people holding the rope apart from each other. So both people should hold it at chest height in order to measure the space in between them. If one of them is holding it up here and the other one is holding it down by his feet, so then obviously the rope will be on a slant, and then it's not going to be an accurate measurement. We'd rather both people would get the measurement as accurate as possible, so we keep the rope at exactly the same level, so everyone holds it at chest height, and that would be the best way to get an accurate measurement. That's how Rashi writes, and Rashi seems to be understanding the Mishnah to be telling us that that's the only way you're allowed to measure, that you're not allowed to measure it by holding it to the ground or by holding it anywhere else. It's got to be held chest high. However, the Ritva, and the Bir Halacha quotes this Ritva, says, no, much better to put it on the ground. That would be a more accurate way of measuring. You hold the chest height, you know, one guy could be shorter, one guy could be taller, and it's not going to be exactly the same height. It's just telling us that someone who doesn't want to be Toreach, someone who doesn't want to bother himself, burden himself by bending down to the ground in order to measure, he'd rather just hold the rope up high, because keep in mind, he's using a 50 amma rope, but it's a 2,000 amma measurement, so they're going to be doing this for a while. It's going to take a while to keep on doing this over and over again, so that it's a heter, that he's allowed to hold the keneged libo, in order that, just to make sure that one guy is not doing keneged rosho, and the other guy keneged margalosov, that you don't have one guy doing by the height of his head, and the other one doing by the height of his feet. So if you're not going to do the best way is on the ground, so second best, chest height, there's got to be a rule of how to do it if you're not going to be Toreach. However, the Meiri understands that this halach of the Mishnah that you hold it keneged libo is just lav dafka. Meikra din, however you want to hold it, is perfectly fine, because some of the guys will figure out that however they hold it, they should both do that, meaning they'll figure out that if they want to hold it like this, they should both hold it like this. They want to hold it down on the ground, they should both hold it down on the ground. It's Eitz HaTovah. Much of the easiest way to hold something is about chest height. To pick up your hand like this over your head, that your arm will get tired to hold like that. You're going to hurt your back bending down to your feet. So it's simply an Eitz HaTovah. It's not even a halacha, says the Meiri. The halacha, obviously, is that you try to get as accurate a measurement as possible, and therefore, that whatever one guy is doing, the other guy should be doing as well. Next, says the Mishnah, if the two people are measuring and they reach a valley or they reach a wall, a stone wall that had fallen down and has now become a pile of stone, and people walk over it, so it's only 50 amos, so mavlio, you don't have to take the slope into account. You could be mavlia, meaning you view it as a straight line. You go a straight line across the valley. So if you have a valley that's not very wide, you don't have to go down into the valley and measure back up. Just hold the rope over the valley, and you treat it as if it's a straight line. And the same with with a small pile of rocks. You don't have to climb over the pile of rocks and measure upwards and downwards. Just go straight across. Then v'chozer l'midaso. This is understood by the Gemara later on to be another halacha, that if the valley or the geder are more than 50 amos wide, and therefore you can't just be mavliya them, because what are you going to do? The valley is more than 50 amos wide. You can't have two people standing on either side of the valley holding the 50 amos rope, because one of them is going to fall in. It's more than 50 amos wide. So then, but the valley narrows when you go further away from the city, so then you should go to that area where the valley narrows and measure it over there, and be mavliya it over there, and then come back and go back to your original measurement. Similarly, higia lahar, if you're measuring and you get to a point of a mountain that's less than 50 amos, so mavliya again. If it's you can go straight across, you don't have to take the slope of the mountain into account. But if it's more than 50 amos, the width of the mountain is more than 50 amos, whereas it narrows by off to the sides of the city, so then chazal midaso, then go measure it by the sides of the city where it's less than 50 amos, and you'll be able to use your regular measuring rope, and then be chazal midaso, go back to where you were to begin with, and go back to your original measurements. However, even though we're now suggesting that at some points you're going to stop measuring where you are, you're going to go off to the side somewhere, to the side of the city, measure there, and then come back, if the only way to continue measuring is by going so far off to the side that you're actually leaving the Tchum Shabbos of that city, well then don't do that. That far you're not supposed to go. The Gemara is going to explain, because it looks like when people are going to see the fellows that are measuring for Tchum Shabbos all the way over there, they're going to assume that the people who are measuring must be within the Tchum Shabbos. So if you have to go outside of the Tchum Shabbos in order to measure, that's going to look bad. It's going to look like that's still within the Tchum Shabbos, and people will come to violate the halacha of Tchum Shabbos. Imeinu yach lavlio, if you're not able to be mavliya the har, to swallow up the har, meaning its width is more than 50 amos. So b'zuam Rabbi Dastai Bar Yanni Mishum Rameir Shamati Shemekadrin Baharim. Then we do something called Mekadrin Baharim. We view it as if we're piercing a hole through the mountain, and that way cut out the slope, and view it as if you're able to just bore right through the mountain and make a hole. How do you do that? So the way they would do it is they would use a much smaller rope, a 4-amah rope. They would have two people standing, obviously just 4 amahs apart from each other, and one of them, the guy higher up on the mountain, would bend down and hold the rope by his foot, and the guy lower down would hold the rope by his chest, so that the rope was even, because if they're at, it's like if you ever have to schlep furniture upstairs, right? So the guy at the bottom has to hold it like this, and the guy on the top has to hold it down there. So when they're holding these 4-amah ropes, that's what they would do. And that way they would cut the slope, the length of the slope, out of the mountain. They would view it as if it's going straight through. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to analyze each part of this Mishnah. And as we mentioned before, that's the entire daf, is just to analyze each part of this Mishnah. So we start with the first part. First thing we said in the Mishnah is that the measuring ropes that they would use were 50 amos. So minan amili, how do I know 50 amos? Some Rabbi Demarav, we learn it, Amar Krak, because the pasuk when it describes the chatzer hamishkan, it says, orech hachatzer, mea ba'ama, verochav, that the length of the chatzer is 100 amos, but the width is chamishim, bichamishim. It says it's 50 by 50. So we learn from there, Amar Torah, bechevel shel chamishim am medod. That's as if the Torah is telling us to use a 50-amah rope in order to do the measurement. So Rashi explains, because what's the pasuk mean when it says v'rochav chamishim bichamishim? The chatzar mishkan was mea bichamishim. So why would it say that the rochav, if you're describing the whole chatzar, so you say the length by the width. So to say that its length is 100 and then the width is 50, that's what you should say, not 50 by 50. 50 by 50 doesn't make any sense. It's 50 by 100. That's what the pasuk says explicitly. So it must be that there's an extra word, chamishim, over here to teach me that ropes of chamishim are the best way to do measurements. That's how Rashi understands the drasha. Now, this doesn't sound like a real drasha. The Gaon Yaakov points out it's got to be an asmachta bi'alma, because the Mishnah, first of all, the Mishnah must hold that the din of tchumen is not min haTorah, it's only midrabanan, because we're going to see that the whole idea that you could be mavliya, that you could and kidur baharin, that you could view it as if it goes a bore straight through a mountain, and that you don't have to worry about slopes and things like that, only work because tchumin ar drabanan, that we only have these kulas in measuring because tchumin ar drabanan. If you hold tchumin ar daraisa, so just like when it comes to other measurements midah oraisa, we would not rely on these kulas. We wouldn't rely on these kulas if tchumin were daraisa. The Gemara is going to say that at the very end of today's daf. What other measurements are midah oraisa? So we're going to see measuring for egla rufa, measuring the tchum of near miklat. These are dinim daraisa. When you find a dead body between two cities, you got to measure the closer city. So to measure the egla rufa, to measure the tchum of near miklat is a din daraisa. So for such things, we're not going to use we're not going to utilize these kulas. So since tchum shab is only midrabanan, the whole idea of tchum shab is only midrabanan according to our Mishnah, it can't be that the type of measuring stick you use, the type of measuring rope you use, is a din daraisa, because the whole measurement to begin with is only midrabanan. However, the Gaon Yaakov writes that it could be that the limud is drasha gemura, and the pasuk is telling us not what type of measuring rope to use for tchum shabbos. Pasuk is telling us what type of measuring rope to use for egla rufa, meaning since there are halachos of measuring midaraisa, it could be that it is a drasha gemura, and it's telling us that when it comes to measuring things that you actually have to measure on a daraisa level, that this is the type, this is what you're supposed to use to do the measuring. So frankly, Gemara, anyway, the drasha doesn't work. We already used this extra word chamishim in the pasuk to tell me another halacha we had way back on daf chav gimel, the shear of a karpef of being shiva amav v'shirayim, 70 2/3 amos by 70 2/3 amos, where we said that's the measurement of a karpef. How did we get that measurement? Because if you take 50 by 50 amos square, then you take another 50 by 50 amos square and you break it up and put it around the first 50 amos by 50 amos square, meaning the total square footage of 50 by 100. If you were to make it a perfect square, 50 by 100, the square is, I got it all wrong yesterday. That's what Ron was correcting me. Right, 2,000 by 2,000 square amos is not 4,000 square amos, it's 4 million square amos. So 50 by 100 is, no? 50,000? 5,000? Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, so 5,000 square amos. So if you were to take 5,000 square amos and make an actual square, you'd get a square that's 70 2/3 by 70 2/3 amos. That's the halacha that we learned from chamishim b'chamishim. So don't tell me we're going to use the measuring rope to learn the halacha of chamishim b'chamishim. I mean, we're going to use the chamishim b'chamishim, teach me the halacha of measuring rope. So it says Marnah, in Cain, if it was only that halacha, le'mikra chamishim chamishim. My chamishim b'chamishim. There are two drashas to be made over here. One drasha because of the extra word chamishim, and the other drasha because it says ba chamishim. So we can make both of these drashas. Good. If it was just an asmachta, that conversation would be a little bit strange. Meaning, if the whole thing is only an asmachta, so does it really matter that there's another drasha and we have to account for every letter? So the impression that you get from the follow-up conversation of the Gemara is that it's not just an asmachta like the Gaon Yaakov says. Must be that it's talking about the measuring of egla rufa or of arei miklat. Lo pachos lo yosef. We then said that the rope should not be any less than 50 amos nor any more than 50 amos. So tada lo pachos mei shemarba, because if it's less than 50 amos, you're going to make the tchum too big, because if you hold a small rope taut every single time, if you hold it really tightly every single time, so it's going to give you another inch or two every single time you hold it, and then that's going to add up. And if it's too large of a rope, too long of a rope, you're going to ultimately be mimait the tchum shabbos, because it's very hard to hold a very long rope taut, and it's more likely that it's going to sag, and therefore you're not really going to be 50 amos apart from each other when you're holding that rope, and it's going to be mimait the tchum shabbos. So we try to use a manageable rope that you'll be able to hold at a reasonable level of friction between the two parties that are holding the rope. That's as far as says how large the rope is. What should it be made out of? So Rabbi Yasi, ein modinam b'chavel shel apaskima. We should use a rope of apsakima. So my apsakima, what in the world is that? So Rabbi Abba, nagila. It's a nagila. My nagila. Okay, what in the world is a nagila? Rabbi Yaakov, dikla dechad nevara. It's the thing that grows around the dekel tree that can be made into a rope, that which grows around a dekel tree, which that's got to be a daf yomi coincidence, as we're sitting here with palm branches next to us that we're ready to wave, and we're talking about dekel trees. So yikada amri, others say that my afsakima, Rabbi Abba amar nagila, that Rabbi Abba says it's nagila, Rabbi Yaakov amar dikla dechad nevara, and Rabbi Yaakov says that it's the thing that grows around the dekel tree. So tanya amar Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, ein lecha really, the best thing to measure with would be iron chains, because that is not going to stretch, and you can hold it really taut, and would be the perfect measuring utensil. But what can you do about it? The Torah says that you have a chevel mida, an iron chain cannot be called a chevel, but not be called a rope. So the Torah, since the Torah uses the term, when it talks about mida, uses the term chevel, so we see that you're not supposed to use an iron chain. The Maritz Chayis just points out, Amra Torah is an unusual phrase to use over here, because we are quoting a pasuk in Zechariah. So you do see that sometimes the Gemara will call it Amra Torah, even though it's a pasuk in Nach, it's not a pasuk in the Torah itself. He says you find the same thing in Maseches Bechoros. The Gemara in Bechoros says, Atshamatzlo mikra min haTorah, Shenemar, and quotes Uba Uba Pritzim Chalua, which is a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. So you do have times like that. The Me'iri had a different gear. He has a girsa. Avol ma'esa sharei ksiv chevel mida. It doesn't have amra Torah because it's not amra Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden also makes the same aura that you find a lot of times in Tanakh, in Shas rather, that Tanakh is referred to as Torah. Rabbi Yosef Engel also has many other rayas. The Gemara in Mesecha Sukkah dav mem tesam beis umadvarm shadarkal nasafaresi amra Torah vatsnei aleches. That which we normally do befarhesia, still the Torah says you're supposed to do vatsnei aleches. So what do you mean the Torah says Vasnei Aleches? That's a pasuk in Micha. So it's not something from the Torah. Also another Gemara in Sukkah. Mishpachos beis David levad v'nasheim levad. And the Gemara says about that, Amra Torah, that anashim levad v'nasheim levad. When it describes the Simchas beis hashoeva, it describes how it was done, that they made a tikkun gadol by the Simchas beis hashoeva. So what's the tikkun gadol? That they built the balcony, that the men and the women shouldn't mix with each other. So and in that context, it mentions the pasuk that Amra Torah, that the Torah says that Mishpachas beis David levad and Hashem levad, that the men should be separate and the women should be separate from each other. So all of that is Amra Torah, even though it's not really Amra Torah. All of it is psukim in Nach, not psukim in the Torah itself. So you do find, says Rav Yosef Engel, that we use that term Amra Torah. So again, really Shalshol Shabazel would be more accurate, but we don't use it because Amra Torah. Right, when they have to measure in the NFL, when they have to measure, they use chains, right? So a chain would be something that you can hold very, very tightly. So v'haksiv uviyada ish kona amida. But the pasuk says by measuring the Beis Hamikdash that uviyada ish kona amida sounds like they would measure with a kona and not a chevel, with a reed, which is like a stick and not a not a rope. So hu litari, that kona amida was only for measuring the width of the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, but all the other medidos that they would do with a chevel. Tanya Rav Yosef, shlosh chevelim. There are three types of things that require chevel, and each one of them has its own type of rope that they would use. Shel magag, that which is made from the reeds that grow by the shore. Shel netzer, that which is made from the leaves of netzarim, and vishel pishta, and that which is made out of flax. Shel magag lepara. The ropes that are made shel magag, that they use that for the sake of, not for measuring, but for the sake of a para aduma. Where do you need ropes for para aduma? Ditnan, the Mishnah Maseches Para tells us, kafasua b'chevel ha-magag, that they would tie the para aduma up with a rope of megag, unasanu al gabe marachta, and then they would put it on the maracha, on the pile of wood to burn the para aduma. And the reason they would use dafka, this type of chevel for para aduma, Rashi explains, is because it's not mekabel tuma. And the para aduma, kol ma'aseh b'tahara, everything had to be done with the paraduma b'tahara, so they couldn't use something that's mekabel tumah at all. Tosos just adds that even though the chevel is not going to be any rope you use is not going to be mekabel tumah, even if it's made out of a type of item that is mekabel tumah, because it's not tavi va'arug, it's not woven into a beged. So even if you have like cotton or something like that, cotton theoretically could be mekabel tumah if you weave it into a beged, but if you make a cotton rope, then it's not going to be mekabel tumah. So Tosos, yeah, but by paraduma, it's a special chumra by paraduma. We make all sorts of milos by paraduma to only use that which is so far from tumah that even if you were to try to make it into something, it would never be able to be mekabel tumah. The Meiri writes another reason that they would use a chevel megeg by paraduma is because it's very soft. I mean, you don't want to be matil mum on the animal when you're putting it up on the maracha, because it can't be a balmum. So you want to use a softer type of rope that's not going to harm the animal. Shel Netzarim, the other type of rope that we described, the sota, they use that for the sota. Where would they need a rope for the sota? Ditnan. That they take what's called a chevel mitzri and they tie her clothing after they tear her clothing. So they don't want it would be terrible pritzos if she would her clothing would fall to the floor. So they take a chevel mitzri to keep her clothing tied up closer, on the top of her chest. So the Yerushalmi writes that the reason they use dafka chevel mitzri for a sota is because she did like Maisa Mitzrayim. That Mitzrayim is shtuf ezima, so she acted like Maisa Mitzrayim, and therefore we give her the kind of rope that is a chevel mitzri. Rabbeinu Yehona's son, he says differently. He says no, it's made from it's not from Mitzrayim. It's made from palm trees. It's just called chevel mitzri. So he says it's only a shame mushal. It's a borrowed name. So it's not really from Eretz Mitzrayim. So you have to say something else, that there's some other reason why they would use dafka a chevel mitzri. Anyway, but we do find such an idea by the sota that what we use in her in the process of the sota is a message to how she behaved, right? The her korban is sa'orim, it's not chitim, because she did a ma'isa behema, and therefore her korban is a ma'achal behema. So there is like this constant reminder of the way that she had behaved. Shel pishtan l'medida, and the rope that's made out of pishtan, we use that for measuring tchum Shabbos and the tchum of Ari Miklat and egla arufa and all of that. That's the rope that we've been discussing. Shel pishtan is for medida. Now the Gemara had said that the ideal thing to use, Rabbi Shmuel ben Chanani said, really would have been a shel shlo shel barzel. But what can you do? The Torah says ubiyado chevel mida. So we see from there that all the medidos of the Torah, whenever it comes to measuring, you always use shel pishtan, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Shin Saditas as well. That when it comes to measuring tchumei ha'ir, we use dafka chevel shel pishtan. However, we do find in this mesechta that tchumei Shabbos are measured not using a chevel shel pishtan. So, how do we make sense of that? The Gemara had said earlier that Rav Gamliel would measure the 2,000 amos biyam. They were traveling on the boat, and they wanted to know had they arrived within tchum Shabbos. When Shabbos, he takes out a telescope and he has this to the telescope of the 2,000 amos range. And that's how we measure. It's not even using a rope at all. And yet somehow that seems to work as far as measuring Alpai Mama. The Gemara says someone who's Mahalich and he's in Yodea Tchum Shabbos, we had back on Daf Mem Beis. He doesn't know where Tchum Shabbos. Take 2,000 steps, average size steps. That's your Tchum Shabbos. It seems very imprecise that he's just taking steps and that's how he's going to measure his Tchum Shabbos. So in the Prisha, in Siman Shin Saditas, he says when it comes to the Medida of a Nachal, that if you know Bivadot, that the shear of the Nachal is more than 50 amos, you don't have to measure it at all. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it. What you see is that all the whole din of Medida with the Chevel Shel Pishtan is only if you don't know the shear of the Tchum of the city and you're trying to estimate. But if you know Bivadaus what the shear is, then there's no din of Medida. Meaning, unlike by Egla Rufa, where even if you look at you see the dead body, you see the two cities, and you see, yeah, that one's definitely closer than that one, there's still a din of Medida. There's a halacha to go through the process of measuring. When it comes to Tchum Shabbos, says the Prisha, there's no halacha of doing Medida. Medida is a practicality. It's to be able to know what the 2,000 amos are. But if you have other ways of knowing the 2,000 amos, then don't do Medida. If you're going to do Medida, you have to do it in the most accurate way possible. If the way that you're figuring out the Medida, the 2,000 amos, Shamus is through Medida, then you got to do it in the most accurate way possible. The Elia Rabbah, however, disagrees. And he says, no, even if you know the Tchum Shabbos exactly, you know the 2,000 Amos, it has to be measured. There is a din of Medida. And in the Nesivos Shabbos, he says, according to the Elia Rabbah, you have to say that there's a difference between being Koveya, the Tchum of the city, for the Rabbim, versus you personally knowing how far you can go. Notice both cases that we had where somebody used something other than a rope, a telescope, taking steps. That was about individuals. You're traveling, you're walking, you want to know how far can you go? Take 2,000 steps. That's just a matter of knowing. When it comes to Ram Gamliel and his Chaverim on a boat, and they need to know, were they in the Tchum Shabbos? So they need to know. You can use a telescope to know. But then there's a separate halacha that a city has a responsibility to set up markers. And when they're setting up markers, that there's a halacha that they have to do an actual medida. So there's a, you have a lot of times in halacha where you have a din of a yachid and a din of a rabbin, that there's a, there are different, even though it's the same larger halacha, but there's the way the yachid handles that halacha, and then there's the way the rabbin handles that halacha. We always give the example, nicham avelim, right? Nicham avelim, each individual goes during the shiva and says, hamakam yinachem, they do nicham avelim. But at the cemetery, after the kavura, you need dafka minyan, and they line up, and the avel walks through the line, and everyone says the same time, hamakam yinachem. That's the chavas hatzibur of nicham avelim. So you have a chavas harabim of measuring according to the Elia Rabbah, whereas a yachid just has to know that he's not going beyond the Tchum Shabbos. Good, so that's what that's the difference between using dafka the chevel shel pishtan as opposed to using a telescope or something else. Hayimodig v'igiyah. So now back in the Gemara, the Mishnah said if you get to a valley or to a fence, so you're mavlio, and then you go back to the measuring. So midatani chozal midaso. From the fact that it says you go back to your measuring, mechal demeinu yachal avlio, that if you're not able to be mavlio, you're not able to swallow up the slope, but right across from the city because it's too wide. It's wider than 50 amos. Then holy. Then go off to the side where it narrows, and you're able to be mavliya it. Umavliyo, and then you're mavliya it over there. Vitzofa kenegin midaso, and look to where you know where the area is right across from you where you had started, and vechozer, and go back there. So you're measuring right outside the city. You see that you're hitting a valley that's wider than 50 amos, but it narrows some distance away. Good. So go to that some distance away, measure it over there, and then go back across and make sure that you're going back in a straight line across to continue your measuring. So that's the clear deal from the Mishnah. So Tanina, and all of this is explicit. Tanina Lahad, Tan Rabbanan. All of this that we were just medayik from the Mishnah is explicit in a brisa. That's the way brisas work. How you modate the gia mida lagai. You're going and you're being modated. You're measuring and you get to a point of a valley. Im yachal avil b'chal shol chamish mamam avliyo. If you use a 50 amah rope, good. V'im lav. But if it's too wide of a valley, holich lemakom shiachal avliyo umavliyo. Go to a place where it narrows and be mavliya over there. Vitzofa v'chos lemidasa, and then look back to where you started and go back to the area where you started and continue measuring. Im haya gai mu'ukam. If it was a valley that was not just a straight valley, but it surrounded the city on two sides, so you can't be mavliya in the same direction. That's kenegad ear because it's more than 50 amos in that direction, and it's only if you go to the other side of the city where it narrows, so you're not going to be able to be mavliya it on the side and go back to where you are. Then maktir viola maktir viore. Then you're going to have to do the just like we bore through the mountain. We'd have to do the same with the valley, using the 4 amah rope and going with one guy, the guy higher up on the mountain, holding it by his feet, and the other guy holding it by his chest and measuring it that way because you're stuck. There's nothing else you could do. Higia lekosel. If you're measuring the tchumi ear and you get to a wall, ain't omer mukov hakosel. We don't say that you make a hole in the wall. We're not matriach a person to make poles on two sides of the wall and to have a rope from one to the other in order to be mavliya the a straight line. You could just figure out what the size would be, and if you were to hold to two sides of the wall and figure out what the width would be, and continue on your way. But didn't the Mishnah say that if you get to a geder or a har, we said mavliya v'chosel midah, so that you do have to be matriarch yourself to be mavliya using a measuring rope. So shouldn't we require the same thing by a kosel? So says Gemara, no, hasa nichatash mishta, hacha lo nichatash mishta. What that line means is a major machlokas rishonim. The way the Balei Atos understand it is as follows: when it comes to our Mishnah, when it comes to a har or a geder, it's talking about a case that it's something that's somewhat easy to use, that it's not such a steep incline, and you can go on it, you can easily walk on it, and therefore the chum were not to make it to estimate the medida. But hacha, when it comes to the brisa, the wall that the brisa discusses, lo nichatash mishta, it's very steep, and it's not easy to walk on, so it's difficult to be mavliya, and therefore the chum were make it to estimate the width of it. So nichatash mishta is whether generally it's easy to traverse that area. Rashi has a different understanding. Nichatash mishta, lo nichatash mishta, is not whether it's easy to go over it, but it's whether it's easy to measure, whether it's easy to be mavliya it or not. Okay, I'm Rabbi Domer Shmuel. So Rabbi Domer Shmuel talks about measuring a valley. Lo shanu ella she'ein chuta mishkolas yard kenegdo. When the Chum say that we're mekadrin in a valley, that you can't be mavliya, that's only when a plumb line would not go straight down. Meaning, if let's say you were to drop a plumb line 4 amos away from where you take a 4 amos stick and you have a plumb line at the end of the 4 amos stick and you hold it right at the edge of the precipice where the valley starts. So if the plumb line would hit the ground, because it's not such a steep incline, it would hit the ground. So then that's called ein chuta mishkolas yored kenegdo, that the slope is not so steep, and it's, therefore you're able to actually traverse the area, you're able to go over the area, and so that's where we say that it's yefsha, that we're makadrin begai, because it's yefsha l'avlio. Aval chut mishkolas yored kenegdo, if the incline is so steep that a plumb line would go straight down and would not be stopped by the sides of the mountain, so modda medida yafe. Then you can't measure you don't measure the incline at all. You go to the bottom and you just measure across the bottom, meaning the incline is completely excluded, which means you're going to be gaining a little bit in your Tchum Shabbos, because there is some incline, but you could just totally ignore that. So even if the incline goes, the incline is less than 4 amos. So you may gain up to 4 amos of Tchum. You could just measure across the bottom with the Medida Yafa. The Kama Omko Shalgai, how deep is this valley going to be where we have this din of Havla'a? So Rav Yosef Alpayim, if it's 2,000 amos deep, but if it's deeper than that, then you cannot be Mavliya it. Say, Esve Abaye challenges. 2,000 amos, that's the limit. Say, Esve Abaye, Amok Mea Veroch of Chamishim, Mavliya, that if it's 100 amos and it's 50 amos wide, then you're Mavliya. The Imlav, but if it's not that deep and that wide, it's more deep than 100 amos or more wide than 50 amos, Ein Mavliya. But you see from the Braisa that the depth is 100 amos. That's the limit. Rav Yosef said Alpayim Amos, way more than that. So how can Rav Yosef say that you have up until 2,000 amos? Here we have a brisa that says that you only have up until a depth of 100 amos. So says Gemara, yet to machlokas tanaim, the Tanakama holds that you can only be mavliya up until Meya, a valley that's up until Meya Amma deep. But who, Rav Yosef, who says that you could go up until Alpayim Amma, Tamar Kacherim, assumes like the Shita of Acherim, who disagree with the Tanakama. Where do we find the Shita of Acherim? Titania, the Brisa tells Acherim Amra Filu Amok Alpayim Baruch of Chamishim Avliyo, that even if it goes 2,000 amos deep, you could still be Mavliya that valley in your Tchum Shabbos. Meaning the great Chiddush of saying that that even though it's so deep, it could be Mavliya, is that we're ignoring that depth. Meaning we're going right across the top of it, as if it's as if you could just walk straight across the top, but they didn't have bridges to go straight across the top. So that's still going to be included in the Tchum Shabbos. Ikadami, another version of this discussion with Rav Yosef, is that Amar Rav Yosef Afilu Yesem Alpayim. Wow, Rav Yosef is not just 2,000 amos deep, even more than 2,000 amos deep. So Keman Delo Ketanakama, who's he assuming like? It's not like the Tanakama who says that you only get 100 amos. Udelo Kacherim, and it's also not like Acherim, because they said that you only get up until 2,000 amos. So now we have this third sheet that Rav Yosef is introducing, they get even more than 2,000 amos. So says Gemara, Hasab Shein Chutam Mishkolus yored kinegdo. By the machlokas Tanakama and Acherim, we're talking about where it's not so steep, where if you to drop the plumb line, it would hit the sides of the mountain. So since it's something that people could walk on, because it's not so steep, so that's why you only get 100 amos steep or 2,000 amos steep, according to Acherim, because you can't ignore the incline if people are actually going to walk on that incline. So that has to be incorporated into the Tchum Shabbos. But Hacha, over here, Rav Yosef is talking about something that's so deep, no one would ever walk on that incline anyway. So it's not part of the Tchum. B'chutam Mishkol is Yorid Kenegdo. It's where it goes straight down. So even more than Alpayim Am, it doesn't matter how deep it is. No one's walking there anyway. So you can be Mavliya it, even if it's very, very deep. V'chiyen Chutam Mishkol is Yorid Kenegdo Ad Kama. So is there an upper limit? Samravi Amravimi Arba. V'chiyen Tani Rambari Cheskel Arba. When the Chutam Mishkol is not Yorid Kenegdo, how far should the Mishkolas be from the, meaning, this is a different, it doesn't mean how, is there an upper limit. What we mean to say is, when it's Ein Chutam Mishkolas Yorid Kenegdo, it means that you can drop the plumb line, it's going to hit the side of the mountain. Yeah, but how far out should you hold the plumb line? Obviously, if you hold it right, you know, right where the valley starts, of course it's going to hit the side. If there's any incline, it's going to hit the side. So how far out over the opening should you hold the plumb line to measure whether it goes, whether it hits the side of the mountain? So Arba, it's Arba Amos away that you measure it. V'chein Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel Arba. And Rami Bar Yecheskel also taught that it should be Arba, that it should be 4 Amos away. Now we get into measuring mountains. Ha'igia Lahar Mavliya V'chosel Midasa. When you get to a mountain, you are Mavliya the mountain as well. So Amar Rav Loshonu Elabar Mislaket Asar Mitoch Arba. That's if the incline of the mountain is that it goes 10 Tfachim within 4 Amos. And if you travel 4 Amos, you're getting 10 Tfachim of height. Before you travel 4 Amos, you've already reached 10 tfachim of height, which means that it's a very steep incline. Aval bahar mislaket asar mitoch chamesh, but if it takes 5 amos of walking till you get 10 tfachim of height, a less steep incline, modu medida yafa, then you can measure with a regular medida as if it's flat ground. You may just measure across the ground. Rav Huna b'reid Rav, because people walk on it as if it's flat ground. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nasan Masni, he taught the din in the name of Rav Lukula, that Amar Rav lo shanu el bahar mislaket that the whole din that you have to be mavliya the mountain or to pierce the mountain is only when it's not such a steep incline, when it takes 5 amos of walking till you get you've rose 10 tfachim. Aval bahar mislaket asar mitoch arba, but if it's a steeper incline that only 4 amos of walking and you've already climbed 10 tfachim, then omdo v'holichlo, then it's enough to just estimate the width of the mountain, and you don't have to do an actual medida. Then the Mishnah said that when you are doing the measuring over the opening of the valley, so if the opening of the valley is more than 50 amos over here, but it's less than 50 amos off to the side, go off to the side and do it there, as long as that's not outside the Tchum Shabbos. So my time, who cares if it's outside the Tchum Shabbos? You can get an accurate measurement, so why would it matter that as you're doing that measurement, you're going outside the Tchum? So I'm because people are going to see the guys who are measuring the Tchum outside the Tchum Shabbos, and they're going to think, oh, that must be inside the Tchum Shabbos, because they're measuring the Tchum. Imeinu yachal avliya, we then said in the Mishnah that if you're not able to be mavliya, so that's Rabbi Desoib Rabbi Yani said in Nimra Meir, that makadrin baharim, that we pierce through the mountains. So we've already mentioned this a few times in that, but we never actually explicitly said in the Gemara how to do that. So Tan Rabbanan, Ketzan makadrin, how do they do this thing called makadrin baharim? So tachton keneged libo, the guy standing lower down on the mountain holds the rope chest high. The Elyon Kenegan Margalosov, the guy standing higher up on the mountain, holds the rope by his feet, and therefore the rope is going to be a straight line. So by doing that, you're benefiting by not having to include the incline in the shear of the Tchum Shabbos. Amar Abayi Nektinan Ein Mekadna B'Chevel Shel Arba Amos. Now the rope should be exactly 4 amos that you're using. Amar Abnachman Ramra Baravua Ein Mekadrin that emakadrin lo be'egla rufa v'lo ba'ari miklat me'shein shel Torah. We already mentioned this earlier in the daf as well, that you can't do this whole shtick of makadrin baharim, which is really a huge kula, because it's going to take out all the inclines and from the measurement when it comes to measurements that are mida oraisa, like the measurement of an egla rufa. That's a psukim in the Torah. You find a dead body between two cities and you don't know where he came from, so the ziknei and the shoftei ear of the city that is closest have to come and do the whole procedure called egla rufa, and they say adenu l'shavcha sadam hazeh. So when you're measuring which city is closer, you cannot do any of these tricks that minimize. And the same is true when it comes to ari miklat, because we're assuming that just like the ear is kolate, the Gemara says in Maseches Makos, so too the tchum of the ari miklat is kolate. So that's a critical measurement on a daraisa level, but we're assuming tchum of alpayim amma is only midrabanan, and therefore we have all of these kulas in how to measure. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nunches and Beis. A good night, everybody.